to set the clock back several years, you had to be pretty bold, certainly, but also willing to take on some risk in order to create a market center to trade these things. And you probably weren't a capital markets professional. You probably came from a completely different discipline. So to build a marketplace where you're using, you know, web APIs essentially to access the market and building it in the cloud without a view of standard deviation of performance and consistency and these sorts of things, it's not all that crazy when you put it in the right context. But fast forward to now, there's expectations about how a market center should operate. And those expectations aren't born out of tradition. They're born out of managing trillions and trillions of dollars of trades across the globe, across asset classes. It says, look, these sorts of technologies and these means of trading actively support the risk-taking functions that need to be employed if capital is going to be put behind these trades. I can't, as, say, a market maker, interact with a market center that has a, you know, measures their performance in the milliseconds and measures it at the 80th percentile. I'm not saying it needs to get to where some equities or futures exchanges are. We don't necessarily need to get down into 99 and 99s and nanosecond performance, but there's a big gap there. We're trying to keep it simple. We're launching our spot market. We continue to acquire the various state-level regulatory licenses. Obviously, we're engaged at the federal level as well, too. And with that, you know, hopefully successfully completed, we'll be able to then launch a futures market. And then I think we're going to have a pretty unique offering. Spot and futures in the same clearinghouse, all happening in real time. No pre-funding. It's not a swap into physical. It's as simple as you can get. And we firmly believe that the retail customer base today wants to access these sorts of assets, but they want to, A, actually buy or sell the asset. They don't want to buy a derivative that 24 hours later becomes something else. And I think once that starts to happen, the futures market actually is going to benefit as well, too, because you're going to have that underlying spot. But the really neat thing is going to be the ability to utilize that digital asset to actually initiate some of those positions. You're not going to have to go through the friction of digital to cash, back to digital, through this weird process that's just very arm's length and convoluted. So I think, you know, we're excited to bring what are otherwise simple innovations from other markets to this market because they're lacking today. We have, you know, large retail entities involved as investors with TD Ameritrade and Fidelity and Monex, the parent company of TradeStation. We have a whole plethora of market makers from Cumberland to Susquehanna to XR Trading to CMT to C2. And I know I'm going to forget somebody. It's not by design, but there's a lot of them. We're very proud to have all of them there. And then, you know, we have what I would call producers. We have real people from the digital asset space as well. Bitmain, Consensus, DCG, Pantera. So when we start to look at our market, it starts to look a lot like a real commodities market, which is what it is in our opinion. It is a commodities market. So you have to have producers. You need to have investors. You know, we have institutional intermediaries like EDNF on the platform as well, too, to facilitate institutions who want to be intermediated coming into the market. So what we have is that same ecosystem that you would find at a mature futures exchange,